And the background music there of Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 239 coming up. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on the FM dial. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. Right now, we have 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we have 17 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Just popped outside for a moment. It's a beautiful day on the great outdoors. Little on the breezy side. Yeah, feels like two above right now yet, but nice to see that sunshine. Well, like I said, it is our 239th program of our Musicians Come and Play, and we have our guest in the studio this morning. We are honored to have Mr. Ross Galise in the studios and say good morning, Ross. How you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. And happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you.
That's neat. Well, Ross, we've been on the stage just a handful of times over the years, quite a few, actually, and I'm anxious to hear your story over the air, and so let's start out in the beginning. Oh. Where were you born and raised?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where my dad was from.
Really?
And my mom was from around here.
Oh, really?
St. Wendell.
Okay. And your dad was who?
Ross Galise Sr.
Ross Galise Sr. All right. And we'll talk a little bit about him in just a moment. But your mom was?
Barb Lodemeyer.
Was a Lodemeyer.
Yep.
And from, you said, St. Wendell?
St. Wendell. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
But when we moved here, her parents had already retired and lived in St. Joe.
Okay.
So we lived with them for about a year before we moved to St. Cloud, got a house in St. Cloud.
Oh, my goodness. Who were her parents then?
Louie and Clara.
Louie and Clara. Okay. Yep. I knew of them. Very good. So, you were born in Pittsburgh. When was it that you moved here then, about?
When I was 7 years old, about 1952 or 53. Somewhere 52, I think it was.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, you mentioned your dad. And the first time I think I met your dad, he was wearing a red and white striped shirt, playing the banjo, and I think it was Shakey's Pizza.
Shakey's, yes.
Yeah. He did that for a long time, didn't he?
Yes, and he did him in the Twin Cities, too.
He did.
And I was living down there at the time, not working, and he was subbing, and the piano player had a heart attack, so he called me. And when the regular banjo player came back, they kept me on and put George, who was there, when he recovered in a different store. So that's how I got started playing down in the Twin Cities for about almost 15 years professionally, like about 5-6 nights a week. First at Shakey's, then at the Ground Round and Harmar Mall with Leroy Larson.
Is that right?
Wow. Keyboard.
Wow. Now, where did you learn to play music? How'd you get started?
My mom and dad had me take piano lessons when I was still in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Private piano lessons. Then I took them here, too, when we moved here. And then when I went into high school, Dad got me a trumpet, so I started playing trumpet. But that didn't last long because I didn't have any embouchure. You're supposed to start trumpet earlier on.
Yeah.
So I got so frustrated with it, I just quit.
Oh, okay.
And when I was living in the cities, I hadn't played trumpet. I was just playing keyboard. And I got my job fell through in the cities, and my marriage kind of fell through. And we went back up to St. Cloud, and there was no work for piano players. That was about like 1985, 86.
Uh-huh.
And my dad had one trumpet laying around the house, so he was going to sell it. I said, wait a minute now. So I started playing that and sitting in with bands, and that's how I got started playing trumpet again and polka bands up here.
Okay. So where'd you go to school then, Ross?
St. Peter's.
In St. Cloud?
Yeah.
Okay. The Catholic
and
school there?
Cathedral for a while, and Tech High School for a while, too.
Okay. Very good.
And St. Cloud State for a while, too.
Oh, you did. Wow. So you had some years of college as well then?
Some, yeah.
Okay. Very good. So have you made music your livelihood all your life, or did you do anything else?
More or less. I was going to St. Cloud State, and I dropped out, and my dad said, go to school or go to work.
Oh. That sounds like something
remember
a dad would
how parents
say?
Were back then.
Oh, yes.
So I got a job at the old St. Cloud Times downtown. I was an apprentice photo engraver.
Uh-huh.
I was maybe there for about a year and a half, and it was nice to start with, but we were non-union, and apprentices were union, and they decided to start giving us more work.
Oh, okay.
So we were just working day and night with nitric acid, sulfuric acid, and that didn't work out.
It didn't.
Otherwise, all I've ever done is music, and for a while, I did temporary work for Manpower Temporary, which was nice, too.
Okay.
Back in the late 80s and 90s.
Okay.
That was Manpower temporary work is good because you can set your own hours.
All right.
And I was, if I had senior dances during the week.
Yep.
I could take off. They just send somebody else in. As long as you didn't overdo it,
sure.
It was perfectly fine. And no overtime.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then I got to see your dad along the way. We were on some organic-type diets with our daughter Tammy when she was still living, and we were getting produce flown in from California. Uh-huh. And we would drive down to the Twin Cities Airport and get it. Well, that was really hectic because working all the hours that I do at the meat market, and then having Tammy and the whole situation was difficult. So we found out that we could get it up here to St. Joe delivered by a company called Executive Express.
Yeah, when Dad retired, he was a welder at the Zurich's, but when he retired, he worked there for a while.
Executive Express. Yeah. And who was the driver that delivered it but your dad? And he was so kind. He was such a great
person.
Well,
I remember your dad, too.
Yeah.
And didn't my dad and your dad probably play jobs together, right?
I know they did. Yeah, and then we were kind of honored to have your dad on one of the recordings when we both recorded with Ray Dronald.
That's right. He was on that, yeah.
Yeah, your dad was along, played some banjo, and that was just awesome. He was such a kind person, just really neat. So did you have any brothers or sisters?
No, only child.
They figured they couldn't do any better, so they stopped with you, huh?
they wanted to try, after they had me, they didn't want to try for another one.
Oh, that's great. Well, so through the years, you started playing polka music then, and is that all you've done?
Well, I started playing with my dad's band. Before my dad had a band, he played with Gil Style.
Yeah.
And Granite Tears, I think, and Arnie and Butch Wolf.
The Wolves, yeah.
So he played a little bit of old time, but he liked more modern. He liked, had a band kind of like the Welk stuff.
Yeah,
so I started playing trumpet in that band for a while. But then we'd play with other people like the Brennies.
Oh, okay.
And the Zex.
Okay, yeah.
And old time. And then I quit playing trumpet, and I moved down to the cities. And like I said, I just played piano down there. But when I came back up here, and I wasn't doing any old time down there. It was just like, we were banjo and piano, like a lot of ragtime during that area, you know. When I moved back up here, that's when I started sitting in with bands on trumpet and playing in polka bands.
Mm-hmm.
First, I think the first band I played with was Jim Brown, the Granite City.
Oh, yeah.
With Jim Honer.
Oh, yeah.
I still play with every Labor Day.
Yep.
And then I started playing with the Country Diamonds, Elstein.
Yeah.
And then Caps Oldtimers.
Sure.
And then Night Owls. And I've been playing with them since like about 1992. That's the oldest band I'm playing with now because Elstein doesn't play anymore. So that's...
Okay.
And so, then Dale Damon and Laverne and the Starlights and...
Probably Stan Welly. Have you done some with Stan?
Stan? Yeah, I usually do.
I think if you
and
go
now Jerry and Joyce once in a while. And,
yeah. I think if you go into the Waite Park Legion on a Sunday night, you're probably a standard there.
Some weeks, some months, I'm there 2-3 times. That's coming up. I'll be there first, like with Laverne.
Yep.
Marie Ullman, Marie and the Boys.
Marie and the Boys, yep.
Stan, the Night Owls.
Yep.
So, and then I go over there to sit in on Tuesdays once in a while, too, or something.
Oh, and the afternoon polka show there, too, yeah. And it's been a fun ride.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
It's a good life.
Well, Ray Dronald has kept you busy over the years, too.
I haven't played with him for a while, but we were, like you said, we were on that recording.
Right. We did that last recording there, and that was a lot of fun. And I think we've done three of them with Ray since about 2000. He did a couple of concertina solo CDs, and then the last one was the big band, and recorded that with Hammond Eggs, Hammond Media Productions out of St. Cloud. So that was a lot of fun. Then we got to see one another in Hutchinson with a guy by the name of Lester Schuft. And that was a fun recording,
It certainly was. All those good musicians.
From the New Ulm area
with
there.
With Carl recording it on top of it.
Carl Hartwig did the recording, produced the whole thing along with Jerry Minar.
That's right.
And there's 10 musicians in all. So, was a fun time.
I still run into the other concertina player. I still run into him once in a while.
Lowell Schubert?
Yeah, remember me?
How can we forget? Yes, that was a fun time. Well, Ross, if you can hold that thought for just a moment, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation. All righty. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Don't look now, but confirmation, First Communion, and graduation events are all upon us. If you have one of these great events happening in your household, the St. Joe Meat Market can help with all of your food planning ideas. There is a nice selection of ham that can be deboned, sliced, and trayed, ready to set out in the serving line. There is also a line of tender beef steaks, roasts, pork steak, chops, ribs, and all great in the oven or off the grill. Check out our marinated chicken and pork products. Grilling season is here now, and the brat section is stocked with a multitude of brats to choose from. And don't forget the ever-popular meat and cheese trays, a great addition to any meal. Your event is sure to be a huge success when you center your meal around great meat items found at the St. Joe Meat Market. And more exciting news, the first scheduled brat sale, believe it or not, is just 1 week away. And we put the little disclaimer there, weather permitting, because my goodness, today it would be a little chilly out there selling brats. But you know how weather changes in Minnesota, and it changes very quickly from time to time. So, a weekend away for that first upcoming brat sale with the Lions. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. Ross, for being our guest on the program, and this is the way it works. We started this thing, back in 2013. Wally Pickle was my first guest, another great trumpet player. And, the meat market, along with Chasm, we awarded them with a nice meat package, and we haven't looked back since. So we've got one along here today for you. How is that for
you? Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, your dad has frequented the meat market a number of times over the years, and your favorite and his was that
hot Italian sausage.
There you go.
The coach was a Gagliardi. Coach Gagliardi was
Gagliardi's pizza sausage. Yes, yeah. And we make that. That's a regular item in the case there, and you guys really like that.
Oh yes.
How do you prepare yours? Do you do it on pizza?
Usually with spaghetti.
With spaghetti. Okay. Okay.
It was sausage and peppers.
Okay.
Sausage, peppers, and onions.
Okay.
Classic Italian dish.
Okay. So Italian would be your nationality, huh?
Well, Italian and German.
Italian, okay. You took an Italian and a German, and you are what resulted, huh? How's that been working out?
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. Oh, that's awesome. Well, Ross, we were talking about the recordings. You said you're playing quite a bit these days now.
I have been. I had this last winter and fall was kind of slow, but it always picks up, and
yep.
I'm playing with like half dozen bands or more.
Sure. And first come, first serve type of deal? I mean, because I'm sure you get more than one call at a time.
Yeah. Once in a while, I get double booked.
You double booked. Forget
which
one. You got
to be careful.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. So what are you playing for a trumpet these days? What have you got?
I've got what I'm using mostly is a Bessin Brevet. It's a lightweight, large bore trumpet. The more I play it, the more I'm getting to like it. I kept thinking, I gotta get a new horn. This horn's driving me crazy. But I'm starting to, I practice every day, and I keep the horn good and clean, and I like the mouthpiece I'm playing. It's been performing for me lately, so.
It does well.
But yeah. I might get another trumpet, yet.
Okay.
When I can afford it.
Okay. I grew up with the Bach Stradivarius.
Oh, yes. And, classic.
Yeah, that was a good trumpet
to perform. There certainly are.
But that practicing every day, that is key, isn't it?
See, when I first started playing trumpet, I was just a high school kid, I didn't realize, why can't I play this thing?
Yep.
Because you're not playing it every day. You have to play it every day. It's like an athletic event for your mouth. You got to have a strong
build that embouchure. You bet.
So you got to play them just about every day.
Well, you also play trombone.
Yeah, I picked playing with the Night Owl. See,
yep.
Kevin's dad, Wally, played everything.
Okay.
And there was a trombone laying around the house.
Ah.
So I started taking that, a slide trombone.
Okay.
So I started taking that on jobs, and I figured that the slide positions correspond to the valves on the trumpet. So
okay. Okay. So did you learn to read music then?
Yeah, playing piano lessons.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. Sure. But with a lot of bands, there's no charts or anything.
That's the way I like it.
Then you're free to go wherever you want, huh? And like that hooleray, huh? With the trombone.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Lester Schuft. He just really was excited with that recording and you on the trombone.
That's fun.
That really adds to the hooleray. As you look back over the bands, and was there somebody that you looked up to over the years? I mean, the different bands, or even not necessarily polka bands, but I mean, thinking of Doc Severinsen or any of the big...
Oh, you mean the
trumpet big players? Yeah, somebody that you patterned yourself after, or would have always liked to duplicate.
Way back in the Bunny Berrigan.
Oh, really?
And Bobby Hackett, there's another one.
I've heard of him.
Bobby Hackett was like so smooth. He's just like gentlemanly trumpet, you know? And then Al Hurd, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's so many good trumpet players.
For a while.
I really like Bunny Berrigan.
Okay.
He played with everybody. He played with Benny Goodman. He had his own band. And I liked Harry James playing with Benny Goodman, too. Harry James is great, but I even like Bunny Berrigan better than Harry James.
More in my era, when we were in high school, we loved Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass.
Yeah.
He was good. And also
all about them.
Herb Alpert.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, a lot of the bands still play Tijuana Taxi.
Oh, yeah. And one of the bands I play with a band on a new album now. We're starting to do some of that stuff.
Are you really? Yeah. And those are still great songs. I mean, people love to dance to it and love to listen to it. So, yeah.
It's good all rock. Everybody likes it because it's...
You bet.
You can't really define it. It's not rock.
Yep.
It's pop, you know. Most people like
exactly
a little bit of pop music, you know.
Exactly. And then you play keyboard as well.
Yeah.
What other instruments do you play?
No, it's just keyboard and brass.
And brass.
And a trombone. And I got an old beat-up tuba I use.
Oh, you do some tuba work, too. Yeah. Okay.
And when I play some bands, like I for years off and on, I play with a big band out of the Twin Cities, Jerry O'Hagan.
Uh-huh.
I used to play with him more. But every time Jerry would call me, I'd be busy. So they've got about three or four piano players down there now. So I only play with them about once a year.
Okay.
But then I just play keyboard.
Oh, my goodness.
And I play with a band now. It's the old John Cuja band in the Twin Cities. Art Hand runs it.
Uh-huh.
And basically all I play is keyboard with them because he's playing sax, you know, and they need.
Sure, sure.
But when I play with polka bands, it's variety. Usually trumpet, trombone, keyboard, whatever.
All right. Very good. Ballrooms. Wasn't it fun back in the days, all those ballrooms?
Yes.
Oh, I missed so many of them.
I played with my dad all the time. My dad didn't drink at all.
Uh-huh.
And I was too young to drink. We were playing these jobs. You remember how it was? You get done playing, there's still whiskey sours and all kinds of drinks lined up on the stage.
Yes. Well,
I could drink at home, but I couldn't drink on the job.
You know, and that was the deal. You know, the drinking age wasn't so severely enforced, so it was the parents that did more of the enforcing.
Yeah, luckily,
days.
I was playing with my dad.
Yeah.
Otherwise, who knows?
Who knows where you could have wound up? Yeah. Your favorite place to play? Did you ever have one? Thinking back over the years, I mean, probably played the Granite City Coliseum, the Fairgrounds.
When I play trumpet, I love the ballrooms, the places that get the trumpet sounds so nice in a ballroom. It sounds so bright and everything.
Yep.
So the old ballrooms.
Okay. Do a lot of polka fests these days?
Yes, with my band. I just started playing a couple years ago with a band on New Ulm, the Bachfest Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And they do all the stuff in New Ulm, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oktoberfest,
yep.
Herman Fest, Bachfest. Then we play Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin for polka festivals. And
okay.
They were up at, last year, a couple years ago, they were at St. Martin for their parish festival.
The Bachfest Boys were? So, wow.
And that stuff can be up to like the 8-piece sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
And 3 or 4 trumpets or trombones, keyboards, guitars. They do a variety of stuff.
Okay. So... Well, we're running near the end of our program here, Ross, but I usually ask each and every guest before we get to the end of the show, if you can think back over your career, and you've had a pretty illustrious one, is there a memory that stands out that you might want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise, over the years?
I played for Tiny Tim at the Delwyn one time.
Did you really?
Miss Vicky and Tiny Tim.
They actually
came in. The highlight of my career.
How did that come about?
Well, they needed a piano player, I guess. And I don't know. I got the call and there
really?
Was Tiny Tim.
It was actually Tiny
That's
Tim.
That's so long ago. I can't remember what I backed him up on. But
Wow. That is quite a story. Yeah. And there's another ballroom that went by the wayside. That's too bad.
Yes, the Delwyn. I love the Delwyn.
Oh, wasn't that a good place to perform? Yep. You bet. Well, we've been visiting with Ross Scalise Jr. here of Albany, Minnesota now. And how long you been in Albany, Ross?
Since December of 2016.
Okay. All right. Nice place to live.
Perfect location for me because I'm closer to everything now.
Yeah.
And on top of it, a lot of times, if I play the Legion,
yeah.
If I play with the Night Owls, I get a ride to the Legion with them.
Oh, in Wake Park.
If I play with Marina Boys, I get a ride. If I play with Sands Country Dutchman.
Sure.
I get it right from Joe Carlson who plays with him.
And
anytime, Marie Oman lives in Albany, so when we play jobs, she usually just picks me up. So
there
the
you
only
go.
Time I have to drive is when I play in the Twin Cities or,
sure.
or New Ulm.
There
or
you
if
go.
I just feel like going to St. Cloud or Cities or something.
That's great.
But it's a good location because I've still got all my, I'm closer to my jobs outstate
okay.
and closer to St. Cloud and the Twin Cities and everything.
Absolutely. And
it's a nice town.
And it's like a little more rural life out this way. Yes. Yep, you bet. Well, Ross, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out on this Easter Sunday and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And I usually tell every guest that, the good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again.
All right.
Sounds good?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And with that, we're going to let you run. So there he goes, Ross Galise, our 239th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Well, Ross was part of that big recording with Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, so we're going to feature music coming up with Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Don't go away. Zavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And that was program number 239 in that continuing series of Musicians Come and Play here on KASM, taking us to 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. And I need to check the temperature here and see once where we are at here. Just one second. All righty. And right now, 18 degrees is what it says, the old thermometer. 18 degrees and sunshine. Winds from the west yet at 16 miles per hour, gusting over 23 miles per hour. The wind chill index showing at 3 above zero right now. So still a chilly day here in central Minnesota. Great interview there with Ross Galise Jr. Ross, just a great person to work with, perform with. And a great person to have here in the station. And we thank Ross for coming out on this Easter Sunday very much. So, like I had mentioned, Ross was part of the recording with Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, did a lot of the trombone work and also some trumpet work in the background here on the recording, Hulurai Polkas and Waltzes Down by the Riverside. So, right now, we're going to start out with a good old-time Hulurai Polka. It's one called the Hard to Get Polka. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Thank you. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, and that one featuring Roscalise Jr. on trombone work there. Boy, really adds to that hooleray. Right now is a nice waltz tune, another hooleray number. It's one called the Rainbow Valley Waltz. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called the Rainbow Valley Waltz, a hooleray number there, featuring Roscalise on trombone work there. We're at 21 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Tourco's First Line Tours. And they bring us our musical treat, the first portion of our musical treat here on KASM each and every week at this time. Tourco, of course, with all sorts of great tours and trips around this great land of ours. They do the extended tours to the big destinations like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. Then they do the statewide tours around Minnesota, our great state, and they do the casino tours up around and about our entire area. So casinos like the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, Northern Lights in Walker, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, and you get the idea. The list goes on and on. To get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to receive a brochure, or to just plain be on their mailing list, give Dave and the gang a call over at Tourco. Their toll-free number, 1-800-868-7261. Dave and the gang at Tourco, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. And they're excited about the big ARC Encounter. Yes, indeed. That is just a little bit later on this month, April 23rd through the 27th. They're teaming up with Joyce and Jerry Band. And, it should be a fun, fun time. The ARC Encounter, the most anticipated attraction to open in the United States in decades. Be one of the first to get on board. And it is a full-size replica of Noah's Ark, world's largest wooden timber structure, 510 feet long and 50 feet tall, over four stories. It fits the exact specifications of the Ark Noah built. Also going to see the Queen City in Cincinnati, Ohio. There's a two-hour dinner cruise on the Ohio River featuring a Joyce and Jerry Band. They'll be entertaining. You're also going to see the National Air Forces Museum in Dayton, Ohio, the Creation Museum, and the Indy 500 Museum. So there's some meals, some breakfast, lunch, dinners, kickbacks included in the price of the trip. The cost is just $8.99 per person based on double occupancy. So to make that reservation, give Joyce a call. Joyce Smalls can take care of you there with her phone number, 320-630-4444. Or you can call Dave over at Turco and his toll-free number, 1-800-868-7261. They'd love to have you travel with them, so make that call soon. That's Turco, First Line Travel. They probably bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues right now with Carl and his Country Dutchman. Here's another Hoolerite tune, one called the Merry-Go-Round Polka. This one was recorded back in the days with Elmer Scheid and his Hoolerite band. This is the rendition by Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman, the Merry-Go-Round Polka. Lester Schuft and a Country Dutchman, one called the Merry-Go-Round Polka. Here's another pretty Hoolerite tune. It's one called the Hoolerite Number 1 Waltz. Lester Schuft and a Country Dutchman. Thank you. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. And that one called the Hoolery No. 1 Waltz, taking us in the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 29 past 12, and we have 18 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. And look who's back. It's Kevin's Countryside. Kevin back in business. Well, he's been in business the whole time, but Kevin says not selling too many lawnmowers during the middle of winter there, so he figured 1st of April we'll get back in the swing of things. Well, Mother Nature's got other ideas today, so maybe not the best day for cutting lawn today, but it won't be long. We know how Minnesota weather can change, and the place to go is Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. The Hustler helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, with a whole semi-loads of new Hustlers on hand. He's got a bunch of them set up in his showroom. I was just out there the other day. Always fun to visit with Kevin out at Kevin's Countryside. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes, options available, baggers and attachments, all available for you as well. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. This is a good time of the year to bring your lawnmower out to Kevin's to get it serviced. Before the grass starts growing like wild, like it can. And it usually does here in Minnesota. You go, well, practically never hardly a spring in Minnesota these days. It seems like you go from winter to almost summer. And that's what's going to happen again now. Forecast this week is for wintry weather. And then after that, it's supposed to warm up. Kevin gave me one of these brand new brochures, a 2018 product line of the Hustler, and it is fun to page through. If you like pictures, some very nice colorful pictures of what that Hustler can do. All the different features, all the different options on the various models that he has. So as we're paging through the book here, looking through it, starts all with the little Raptors. And you can get the different size mowing decks on there, 36, 42, 52 inch. And then they also increase, the Raptors increase in motor size as well, the horsepower. So if you need something real small for just the lawn in town, or if you need something a little more industrial for a yard out in the country, he can do that. Then you get into the Fast Tracks, and that's a nice mower. And that comes with a 48, 54, or 60 size mowing deck, and also has either your choice of a side discharge or a rear discharge. The Fast Track gets up into the SDX model. Then there's the X1. Then you get into the Super Z Hyperdrive, and well, you get the picture. They even make a Hustler Z with a diesel motor on it. So for folks that are liking those diesel motors, there's one for you. So check Kevin out this week when you get a chance. You bet. He'd love to see you come by and kick some tires and look at all those different models, see which one might be appropriate for you. And, of course, Kevin does trades. So, if you're looking to trade off old Bessie, you know, bring her out to Kevin and he'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. You say you can't get it there, you don't have a trailer, no worries. Kevin's got a nice enclosed trailer. He'll come and get old Bessie, bring her back when she's serviced up, or bring you that brand new Hustler, whichever deal you opt for. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 28 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, and we currently have, let's check, the last time we checked it was 18. And let's see if that has changed at all. Alrighty. Yeah, we're up to 19 degrees now. 19 degrees and bright sunshine. Still feels like about 5 degrees above zero out there with those winds right now. Out of the west, 15 miles per hour and gusting up after that. So, still a wintry feel to the air here in central Minnesota. Well, our musical treat for Dancing Feet continues, and right now we're going to switch to another band that Ross performed with. And that is the Ray Dronnell Orchestra out of Richmond, Minnesota. And Ray, his last recording recorded in, I believe it was 2000. Does it say inside here? Not seeing it. 2000. I want to say it was like 2012, 2013, somewhere in there. It was his latest recording. And a bunch of musicians on this recording. Ray himself, of course, Roger Klopaki, doing tenor sax and clarinet work. Mike Murphy, tenor sax and clarinet. And Ross on trumpet, trombone, and keyboard. Daryl Voorhees on trumpet. Mel Mayers on drums. Roger Van Heel on tuba. Joel Crookton doing some rhythm guitar. Myself on some of the drumming. And Ron Eichmeyer doing some of the tuba work. So, yeah, nice recording there by Ray Dronnell, one called Old Time All the Time. And right now, it's Old Time Polka Time. It's a standard one called the Doghouse Polka with Ross Calise on first trumpet. Dronnell Orchestra featuring Ross Calise on the first trumpet part there. And that one called the Doghouse Polka. Right now, here's a nice waltz tune. One called the Angler's Waltz, the Ray Dronnell Orchestra. Thank you. The Angler's Waltz, Ray Dronel Orchestra. One more off of that CD. And the trumpets team up, Ross and Daryl, and they do a Jolly Lumberjack number here, one called Terry's Polka. Ray Dronel Orchestra, Terry's Polka. They're featuring the trumpets, Ross Scalise Jr. and Daryl Voorhees, doing a great trumpet work there. Takes us to 18 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 18 before 1. And we currently are at 18 degrees above zero here in central Minnesota. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, they would love to have you join their traveling family. Start making memories together with them. And, of course, looking ahead, some great trips to travel with Laverne and Kim yet, you bet. The 5th Annual Spring Mystery Trip is coming up just around the corner, April 18th through the 20th. Then there's the springtime in Kentucky and the Carolinas, April 22nd through the 30th. They had so much fun on the quilt trip last year, they're going to do it again. Second annual this year, that leaves May 1st through the 4th. Price there just $4.49 per person based on double occupancy. Also, the Pella Tulip Festival and the Amana Colonies, that's that big trip down to Iowa, and that's May 2nd through the 4th. Three great days in all, just $3.99 per person. Some beautiful brochures that Laverne sends out on all of these trips. I've got a whole envelope full of them here. And yeah, you can do the same. Get on her mailing list by giving her a call, contacting Laverne. Then the trips go on and on with Laverne. 25th Annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation. That's in July. Canadian Rockies. 30th Annual Mystery Tour. Boy, some of these trips they've been doing just about as long as they've been in business. You'll want to join them for a great time. And the phone number to make that reservation, to get on their mailing list, to receive a brochure, or make that reservation, give them a call, 1-800-840-9211, 1-800-840-9211. Check them out on the web, www.laverne'stravel.com. Laverne and Kim, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call today. Make it this week. Laverne's Travel, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, Ross also recorded with the Night Owls, and I know he did some fantastic keyboard work. Really didn't get a chance to check out any of the songs, so we're going to take a chance that we can hit one where Ross is performing on. So we're going to do a polka tune with the Night Owls here, one called Clock on the Steeple, the Night Owls. Kevin and Marlene Guast and the Night Owls with Roscoe East there on the trumpet, and one called Clock on the Steeple Polka. Here's another one by the Night Owls. This one's called Play Me the Waltz of the Angels, and I understand that Ross does some keyboard work in between the different choruses, so we'll take a listen to Play Me the Waltz of the Angels.
Party last night for some old folks. So they were dancing and smiling at me. said, yes, that's the song I remember. That's the one that she loved the best. It was playing the night that I met her, and it was playing when they laid her to rest. He said, play me the waltz of the angels. So I can dance with my angel again. Play me the waltz of the angels, and I close my eyes and pretend. Play me the waltz of the angels, so I can dance.
The Night Owls Orchestra, Play Me the Waltz of the Angels, and that again featuring Ross Gleese on a couple of the parts there. Ross doing the trumpet work and also the keyboard work on that solo in there. And I've always likened musicians to colors in the rainbow. The more of them you add, the prettier the band, prettier the colors on a rainbow get. And in here, the Night Owls Inside the Cover acknowledge that. They say, we need to thank Ross Gleese Jr. for the 16 years he has been with us, and also welcoming Terry Thielen of the Jolly Fishermen for the tuba sound on this current recording. We're coming up on 8 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time for just a couple more selections here. And we're going to go back to the Lester Shift recording. And right now, here's one that featured Ross on a trombone and trumpet work. It's one called the Minnesota Polka. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called the Minnesota Polka. Another Hulurai waltz tune. And again, boy, Ross, he does such a great job on that trombone. One called the Bride's Waltz. ¶¶ Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called The Bride's Waltz. 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 18 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Time to close out another edition. Make that 19 degrees. I just looked over at the thermometer. 19, our current temperature here in Albany. Time to close out another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that. It's a Ray Dorschner original, one called The Rainbow Valley Polka. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, one called the Rainbow Valley Polka, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 2 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and again we have 19 the last I checked. Make that 22, up to 22 degrees right now here in central Minnesota. And we'll check weather for you, weather coming your way in just a moment.